Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
When a Japanese Christian came to San Francisco for a visit, he attended a church service where Ralph Sockman spoke on the life of Jesus. Asked by a friend later how he enjoyed the message, the guest replied, "Well, to hear him tell it, Jesus was an American, a Methodist, and an Arminian. But everyone knows that is not true, for Jesus was really a Japanese, a Baptist, and a Calvinist." Right. While all men and women see Christ as a reflection of their own race and culture, Jesus was a Jew, and he traced his lineage through his mother to King David. In recent days, the Jewish rabbis have looked at the life of Christ with contempt, because they have associated Jesus with a Christian community who have persecuted Jews. Therefore, to them, Jesus was an apostate and a false Messiah. Some of this, however, is beginning to change. Commenting on this change of attitude, an international news magazine said, "Jewish scholars have quietly begun to recognize Jesus as a brother who spoke in faith to other Jews." The Israeli scholar Pinchas Lapidi of Bar Ilan University near Tel Aviv has been quoted as saying that Jesus was more loyal to the Torah than I am as an Orthodox Jew. In his lifetime, this recognized Jewish scholar published more than 187 books, articles, essays, and poems about Jesus, all in relationship to Judaism. Though most of these Jewish scholars deny that Jesus was born of a virgin, or that he rose from the dead on the third day, associating these truths with Christian teaching, they still see Jesus as a legitimate first-century rabbi. They also recognize that the New Testament as a document can tell them a great deal about Judaism in the first century. Nevertheless, a large number of Jews in the past decade have come to recognize Jesus was the Messiah, and they contend that they are more Jewish than ever before. Dr. David Flusser, when professor of religious history at Hebrew University, said, quote, "I do not think that many Jews would object if the Messiah, when he came, was the Jew Jesus." Dr. Flusser's candid statement is remarkable in itself. It has been my experience that most Jewish friends have never really gone to the pages of the New Testament to discover what the Jewish authors of the book really had to say. With the exception of Luke, who was probably a Gentile physician, every single word in the New Testament was written by a first century Jew. Therefore, the New Testament is basically a Jewish document that contends that the man born in Bethlehem is the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecies concerning a Messiah. It is not by chance that many events taking place in the life of Christ were clearly foretold centuries before. Events such as the birth of Christ in Bethlehem, predicted by Micah 500 years before Christ, the suffering and death of Christ, predicted by Isaiah 700 years before he came, and by David in Psalm 22, 1,000 years before he was born. Question: is the expected Jewish Messiah one and the same as the Christ of the Second Coming? Well, Christians believe he will be the same. And says David Flusser from Hebrew University, his coming may be welcomed by the Jewish community. If it is, then what Jewish disciples wrote about Jesus is authentic and credible. "He came to that which was his own," said John, "but his own did not receive him." And then he added, "Yet to all who received him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God."
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.